The terrorists that have taken over parts of Iraq have been especially brutal to religious minorities, rounding up families, executing men, enslaving women, and threatening the systematic destruction of an entire religious community, which would be genocide. The thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of Iraqi men, women, and children who fled to that mountain were starving and dying of thirst. The food and water we airdropped will help them survive. I've also approved targeted American airstrikes to help Iraqi forces break the siege and rescue these families. Earlier this week, one anguished Iraqi in this area cried to the world, "There is no one coming to help." Today, America is helping. The United States cannot and should not intervene every time there's a crisis in the world. But when there's a situation like the one on this mountain, when countless innocent people are facing a massacre, and when we have the ability to prevent it, the United States cannot just look away. That's not who we are. We're Americans. We act. We lead. And that's what we're going to do on that mountain. As one American who wrote to me yesterday said, it's the right thing to do. As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow the United States to be dragged into fighting another war in Iraq.